Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. Shanghai residents who work in Jiangsu or Zhejiang can apply to be on a white list that removes them from COVID-19 restrictions for new arrivals in the city. People working in Shanghai are also eligible if they reside outside Shanghai. Those on the list will still be allowed to enter restaurants, shopping malls, and other public venues. Zhang Yue finds out more.
Li Qiuzhong works at Residential Community Activity Center in Langxia Town, Jingshan District. He lives in Pinghu City, Zhejiang Province. Since he travels between Shanghai and Zhejiang every day, he applied to be added to the white list.
2 days after I applied, I no longer got the message less than 5 days upon arrival on my health and venue code pages.
Li is not alone. A company based in Fengjing Town has more than 100 people who travel between Shanghai and neighboring cities every day. The company has been helping these employees complete the application. A Jingshan government official said sub-districts can submit applications on behalf of companies in their jurisdiction.
Applications from residents in different categories will be collected every day. This includes people who work at industrial parks, wet markets, and supermarkets.
The districts of Minghang and Jiading also have a whitelist.
Qingpu District is speeding up construction of a computing service hub that will serve the Yangtze River Delta region. The message was conveyed at a digital economy seminar held in the city today. Zhang Hong has more.
Officials at the seminar said construction has begun on the first projects of the national computing hub in the Yangtze River Delta region. A high-speed computing network, a coordination center for computing capacities, as well as industrial network scenarios are expected to be built in Qingpu District. Companies including China Telecom, China Mobile, and computing service provider uCloud are involved in the projects.
uCloud started its program early and has begun the installation of computers. We are working to help accelerate construction of the China Telecom and China Mobile projects.
Huawei is building a R&D center in Qingpu. Construction of Phase 1 will be completed by the end of the year. Construction will begin next year on Xicheng Science and Technology Park, which will serve the Huawei R&D Center.
At a two-day summit in the Romanian capital of Bucharest, NATO members promised to supply Ukraine with more arms as well as equipment to help restore power supplies. Stephen Rancourt has saw.
Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Wednesday that Russian forces have tested new ways to use missiles, troops, and artillery during the special military operation in Ukraine. Shoigu also mentioned that over 300,000 reservists and volunteers have been trained in 2 months.
Around 8,000 crews of combat vehicles, tanks, the personnel of artillery systems, air defense systems, systems of unmanned aviation and electronic warfare have been prepared in training centers.
The Russian Defense Ministry also announced today that a Soyuz 2-1B carrier rocket with a military satellite was successfully launched from the Plesetsk Cosmodrome. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg on Wednesday said the time to welcome Sweden and Finland as full-fledged members of the alliance has arrived. Sweden and Finland abandoned their long-standing policies of military non-alignment and applied for membership in the alliance after the Russia-Ukraine conflict started in February.
If Ukraine does not prevail as an independent sovereign state, then of course the membership issue is not at the table at all. And we are helping Ukraine to do so as we speak.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said in Berlin that Germany and Norway will ask NATO to set up a coordination office to protect subsea infrastructure in light of the attacks on the Nord Stream gas pipeline network.
We take the protection of our critical infrastructure very seriously, and no one should think that attacks on Europe's critical infrastructure should go unanswered.
Scholz added that improved monitoring of subsea infrastructure such as gas pipelines and telecoms cables will be discussed with NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg.